Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I can relate to so, I mean, Solomon can relate to so many things because Solomon did so many things. He said, I did everything under the sun and I found out it was all vanity, you know, and I like what T.D. Jakes says. He says, I don't trust a man that doesn't limp.
I know that's right. That's
I don't limp. I drag. I'm like, he's going to drag, you know, he's like, but you know, but because of that, you know, you can empathize with people because you can realize that the Lord has a grace for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a grace for you. There's not a grace for the one, the religious dude who says that he's never done anything wrong, but that in itself is a wrong thing, by the way, because he says, no man's righteous, no, not one. There's nothing worse than the religious spirit, you know, that trust in their own works and all that. And that's who Jesus called whitewashed tombs and hypocrites. And he's the ones he said woe to. And it wasn't to the prostitutes. He never said woe to the prostitute. He said, hey, don't sin no more. I'm not going to condemn you, you know. And then to the one prostitute that poured oil over his feet, you know, Mary goes, this will be remembered of her. But to the religious folk, he said, you snakes, you're a snake. You're a whitewashed tomb. You know, woe unto you, you hypocrites, that you go across the seas to win a convert. They come over here and you put more on their back that they can't even bear. And you don't even lift a finger to even help them. And you make them twice as much a son as hell as you are. Wow. Is that the right? Yeah, that's red letters right there. It is. That's what Jesus said.
That's a direct quote.
So, which is really cool because it's not cool if you're the religious man or the woman. But listen, if you're like us that needs Jesus and that we're the one busting the alabaster box, hoping he remembers us, and we're the one beating on our chest, realizing that we need things. You know, we're the ones. Well, Chris is the one that smoked his Bible and needs Jesus. You know that's what's so awesome about God.
Yeah,
that's what's so awesome about him, that he loves you. It's just the people who try to earn their way to him. And there's nothing more, you know, think about it. You know, your kid gets up in the morning in your own home that they were born in, and say they're 8 years old, and they walk around and do some stuff or something and say, you know, look, Dad, look, Mom, look what I'm able to do with this house. I'm the one that made this house happen. What the parent, you know, parents are like, what?
Sit down.
What are you talking about? It don't even make sense to the parent, right?
Right.
Religion, when men are trying to earn their way to God and say they did something, that doesn't even register with anything righteous. It just registers with woe unto you, you hypocrite.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage you this morning. If you're someone, you know, that you feel like that you've done so much wrong, realize there's no sin that Jesus cannot forgive. There's no dirtiness that the red blood of Jesus cannot purify. And there's no shame that the cross cannot take away. And the only one that's going to make you feel like that it can't be taken away is going to be that religious dude. But what will encourage you is that what Jesus talks about that religious dude. You know, it's like,
that's right.
Oh, well, cool, because he was really making me feel bad because I thought that God could not forgive me. And then we live our life out by the power of the cross of Christ, and through his empowerment and his love for us and our love for him, we're able to do what we couldn't do before. You know, and if you haven't yet, you know, began to have an abiding relationship with the Jesus you profess to know, he is anxiously waiting for you to spend time with him. And if you don't have a plan, we have one for you. You can request one today. Go to iabide.org. And instantly, look it over, you like it, request it, instantly it will come to you. And it has a simple little plan. It has to be simple and something that you can do on a regular basis that doesn't put you in that woe category that all of a sudden now you're religious and now you're trusting in how, oh, I'm reading three chapters a day, bless God, and I'm you know, I'm doing this and doing that, and it's just the whole conversation's weird, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and then, and it's so, eight-year-olds are abiding with God. You know, and God's talking to them. I've never seen so many people hearing the voice of God so clearly and across socioeconomic lines, across gender lines, across age lines. And it's like, you know, when people who abide with God get together, they just go, amen, 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 yeah, amen, which means, yeah, my spirit bears witness with your spirit That's exactly what I'm hearing. It kind of just brings depth and dimension to what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go, you know, you have iPhones, iPads. You know, go to iabide.org and get that plan today. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.